You're listening to SBS News.
Ambassador, thank you for joining SBS.
My pleasure.
Firstly, what can you tell us about the safety of Australians in Iran right now, and will your government assist them to get to the border so they can leave?
Yes, exactly. You know, the Australian Iranians that have come to Tehran for the visit or something, quite a few number of them, you know, was going to just have a transit, you know, to out of Iran because of the situation, as you are aware. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and other organizations facilitated some routes. They could use it, you know, to their convenience, either through Iraq and also Turkey and Armenia and also Azerbaijan. I was got such a notice that the Australian, the FAT, you know, preferred to use the Azerbaijan, you know, the passover. We do have information that they are passing, you know, safely. My own family was in Tehran for vacation, and they are coming back, you know, through the Turkey. And so the things are going for the better, you know, by the sake of the God, yes.
There has been news throughout the day. I mean, your foreign minister in the early hours of this morning here was ambiguous about this suggestion of a ceasefire. Is there now a ceasefire according to the Iranian regime? And will Iran honour this ceasefire?
According to the Iranian government, not regime. And the declaration has, you know, just announced that Iran also is going to have it based on the local time, 7:30. They declared that whenever, you know, the Israeli side is going to just keep the situation in the form of ceasefire, Iran also would not follow back, you know, for that way. As you are aware, that that was an unprovoked and imposed war against us, and it was against the Charter of United Nations, and also in breach of many international laws and violated by Israeli, you know, regime quite a few times. One of them was very importantly in some, you know, years back, you know, to attack, you know, the, you know, nuclear installation of other countries. And, you know, beside lots of, you know, United Nations Security Council resolution and United Nations General Assembly, one of them 239, United Nations Security Council, and the other 200 resolution from United Nations General Assembly, all dealing with the conflicts that Israel brings, you know, and brought, you know, to our region. One of them mainly was a resolution in 1981, according to the 487, you know, the number of resolution was banning Israel not to attack the nuclear facilities of countries around. But you just noticed that they, again, you know, just committed this crime. We do believe from the very beginning, you know, from the scratch up to now, and even the United States was dragged, you know, to the situation this way or other was the fault, and Israel have to blame for that and just regard, you know, international or, you know, regulation, and the peaceful situation depends to that.
Israel doesn't see it as a crime, and the Australian government has just supported the United States and backed the United States striking Iran.
Well, that's their point of view. They are free for themselves to regard their national interest, but we regard, you know, based on the text and the international regime and international also conventions, you know, all over the world there are quite, you know, numbers of, you know, countries that condemned, you know, both Israeli attack and also U.S. also attacked later on. So we have to ourselves consider the international law and regulation, the United Nations Charter, NPT, and IAEA safeguards. These are our Bibles, you know, to regard what it is condemnable or is not.
Ambassador, Australia is calling for Iran to return to the negotiating table, to return to diplomacy. Is that what the Iranian side is prepared to do.
You know, that's very kind of them to just regard such a good, I mean, term, you know, coming back to diplomacy. With regard to Iran, Iran was already in the diplomacy and the table, you know, for the negotiation. You know, 5 rounds of negotiation just recently passed, you know, between Iran and United States in Oman, Muscat, Oman, and so Rome. And the 6th was supposed to be the Sunday after that, June 30th. That the Israeli just was going to maybe ruin, you know, this diplomacy process. Before that, during a decade, Iran was in touch with the, you know, just European and the mechanism called 5+1 negotiations that brought them to a just agreement called JCPOA, as you can remember, in 2015. And Iran was not the part that just leaving the negotiation tables or even leaving, you know, the agreement. Iran did all our commitments, all of its commitments in the JCPOA. But U.S. at the first, you know, administration of Donald Trump, you know, left, and then European did not their commitments. So all the time we are fully ready to be at the negotiation and diplomatic process.
Fully ready. How do you move forward with people from Israel who you clearly don't trust?
You know, this is the side that has to be trustful is not Iran. Iran is clearly peaceful nation. You, if you go back to history, Iran during 500 years ago up to now has not attacked a premeditated or preemptive strike against any neighbors. But come back to entity called Israel, as you said. About 700 conflicts and 10 major war was inflicted by Israel against the neighborhood. The latest was with Iran. One year ago, you can remember that they attacked our embassy in Damascus and just assassinated a few of our, you know, military counselors that they were attached to the then, you know, government of Syria. So the neighborhood, the region, and the world has to find a way that Israel be just adhere to the laws and regulation. And Iran is not the one that should give something, you know, as the confidence measure.
You just said that Iran is a peaceful nation.
Of course it is.
And yet the prime minister of this country, who you've just been happy to hear is calling for a return to diplomacy, has also pointed to what he has described as the regime's support for designated terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Does Iran have moral ground to stand on here?
Again, let's come back to the text and the conventions. There is not a universal and globally designated and recognized text that has the definition for the terrorism. The terrorism is a definition in sort of debate between countries. Iran considers some groups that they are fighting for their self-governance, their freedom to get out of occupation of a force. That so the groups that you just called from our friend as an Australian, you know, government may be called that way, but Iran, for the those Palestinian groups, just consider them for freedom, just, you know, fighting for their freedom, you know, against the occupation. As you know, the Gaza has been under the siege for a long time. Even they are starved, you know, to death, you know, some of them, and also in the West Bank, 700,000 new settlements that even European countries consider them to be illegal, just based again by the Israeli, you know, just regime. So,
but can I take you, for example, to Hamas? Mm-hmm. You're not saying that you think October 7 and that attack was about fighting for freedom, are you?
You know, the October 7th was not the just beginning of a process. You know, October 7th was, you know, sad because of those conflicts, you know, that it was, you know, just you know, in that. But The 77 year of the occupation of the Palestinian territory, different part of the Palestine that is under occupation is like this, you know, and the Gaza was under the siege, of course, you know, 2011 or 12, another one after that, they attacked, you know, the Gazans, you know, so we cannot just take, you know, an example in isolation and just miniaturize something. We have to see that on a comprehensive and more broad, you know, respect and aspect. You know, they have attacked, you know, a few sites they were peaceful, you know, just nuclear program of Iran, and all of them, they were on the safeguard of IAEA, and inspection by IAEA inspectors was done on them regularly, on a very regular basis. Therefore, first of all, let's just view it as this perspective, that it was illegal and just against NPT, and Iran is an NPT member. Therefore, Iran does have right to have the peaceful nuclear program. Therefore, not any country that maybe find in itself in a military might, this might bring, does not bring, you know, the righteous, you know, just right for somebody to attack the others, you know, without any reason. Therefore, it was an illegal, you know, attack. Then come to the point that you said. Of course, there are some damages on the site, and in Isfahan, in Natanz, and also in Fordo near Qom. I don't know exactly, because after, you know, just a while, they can go and just, you know, just a survey on, you know, the situation, that, you know, either, you know, through IAEA or other Iranian independently, because of that situation, we cannot have an estimate how much, you know, damage. Personally, for myself, I don't know. But I do believe that we have to see it. It should not have been done in that way, you know, because Iran was ready to just remove any just misunderstanding in close, you know, just negotiations and cooperation with IAEA for a long, you know, time, and for a while, and also with U.S. itself. Therefore, for the future perspective for that, our, you know, just program, we have to see that all parties should recognize Iranian legal right to use nuclear program and use nuclear use of just the enrichment even.
But have the nuclear sites that the U.S. hit been obliterated?
The obliteration is a very drastic and very grave, you know, just term, you know. I have not seen myself the situation, and the based on the Atomic Energy of Islamic Republic of Iran report, radiation or something like that came out of that, and if it's not hazardous or in peril of, you know, people over there. But I have not any technical, you know, report that it is verified by the, you know, organizations concerned in Iran about the dimensions of damages, you know. But of course, such a just brutal attack against, you know, the installation is not free of, you know, damage.
So the trucks that satellite images have captured lining up at that site in the weeks ahead of this attack, were they carrying the enriched uranium away?
I don't know about, you know, the report that you say truck or something. Maybe it is intelligence, you know, just you do have, but I do not have access to
the publicly available. Public satellite images of a line of trucks.
I don't have any idea about that, you know, really, from my, you know, just formal means channels.
Okay, so the general consensus in the certainly Western community of analysts and academics who study this deeply is that there is no reason for Iran to enrich uranium to this level unless it's to be used for nuclear weapons.
You say which circles? Scholarly as well, you mean? Scholarly
vast,
circles?
Vast.
I am really amazed, you know, to that, you know, just survey or to that. You know why? Because a country that does have a nuclear program for civilian use, like, you know, electrical, you know, reactors, you know, it should have, and also Iran, based on the knowledge-based resources that it does have, very, very knowledgeable people that they do have the know-how to just use their capacity to help their people. This from one point of view, that NPT, that Iran is a member of it, and also IAEA safeguard, neither of them just put a limitation on any particular player not to have the right to use enrichment. Therefore, enrichment is like other any nuclear usage, you know, just peaceful one, is a right of NPT members. Therefore, Iran should not be excluded, and even the level of it and the percentage of the enrichment, it is something that would be negotiated between that player, that member, and IAEA based on the need on the ground. Iran does have the medical usage of the isotopes, you know, that needs enrichment. Iran does have reactor. Then came to a third, I mean, part. Iran was a member of a consortium like Eurodif that was based in France in 1970s. 23% of it was just purchased by Iran, that one, a large amount of money. Even a just one gram of the uranium enrichment we did not receive from them. Even they were declining to give us our money back. Therefore, Iran, having experience of such vast, you know, unjust and unfair, you know, sanctions on it, you know, during the year, that how, you know, if you were just on the behalf of Iran, for example, you were Iran to decide, would you trust, you know, any more to those so-called, for example, international, for example, community or something, whatever they call it.
But Ambassador, are you saying there is another reason to enrich uranium to 60% and above?
No.
Apart from making nuclear weapons? Mm-hmm. Or are you saying that you have a right... Mm-hmm. Not to have nuclear weapons?
No, I'm not talking about the percentage of enrichment of uranium. I mean the very right of having to, this right to enrich for the, for example, Iran does have a comprehensive to have something like 2,000 megawatt. I don't know exactly, maybe the number is not just really right, you know, just have to see. Many reactors are going to be built in the next, you know, year, you know, the future to come. Therefore, when we do have the knowledge, we do have the human resources, we do have the right, we do have the legal just membership of the NPT, how come we self-sanction ourselves of the enrichment? Therefore, the percentage could be, as I mentioned to you, could be negotiated between Iran and IAEA. Even the 60% could be downgraded, could be just take another shape for ordinary usage. You know, therefore, it is up to diplomacy, up to the negotiation, as you just mentioned, and we are fully prepared.
And are you saying that Iran intends to continue with its nuclear program, enriching uranium to this level and above, nuclear weapons grade, and that is the right of Iran?
No. I didn't mean that. Nuclear weapon grade is not 60%, it is 99.98%, first of all. Then, I told you, if Iran comes to the conclusion with the legal partners, like IAEA and other also countries, that they are responsible for having the enrichment right for the peaceful purposes. Peaceful purposes is defined by IAEA and Iran. Therefore, Iran is ready even to, for example, downgrade that, you know, fissile media material that it does have to the lower level. It could be negotiated.
Okay.
Not weaponization at all. Iran does not have any program for that.
There is so much happening in the world right now, as you know, and some of the reactions that have come in over the last couple of days to these latest developments include from the U.S. president asked if the current Iranian regime, using his word, is...
Government.
Again, I'm just quoting.
No.
Why wouldn't there be regime change? And last night at a press conference in Paris, Reza Pahlavi, the exiled crown prince of Iran, the son of Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi, the last monarch of Iran, who was overthrown in 1979, as you know, declared that the current Iranian regime is defeated, teetering on the edge of collapse. The time has come to end the ruin and begin a new era for Iran. He emphasized the need for that regime change. He said that this was a Berlin Wall-style turning point for the Iranian people. So what is your response to that assertion?
Before that, I explain anything, you know, what would be your observation yourself if you are just supervising, if you are supervising Iran? The man that you just mentioned, the name, he does not deserve for any comment on it because he doesn't have any legitimacy even among, you know, some groups that they have differences over something in domestic politics. In Iran, nobody recognizes him. When he just called for example, a gathering in Europe or somewhere, maybe not more than 50 or 100 people gathered there. You know, how much, you know, just does have the, I mean, confidence in, you know, the Iranian people. Therefore, I not only these are the absurd, sorry to say that, you know, by them, if after these illegal attacks against Iran, solidarity and unity among Iranian people in different groups and ages solidified, you know, more and more, even further.
You don't think it's been damaged? You don't think the Iranian leadership has been damaged by what's happened?
Not only dude who this, I mean, mass, you know, very bad, you know, calculated and very bad, you know, just ill, you know, minded, you know, attacks that Israel did. Not only any of the legitimacy of our government system, you know, damaged, but also it was more and further consolidated because of the unity among our people. If you have some maybe advisors, you know, that could help you to see the text, to see the social media, you will find out even some of them that did have maybe differences between them and Iran government. After such, you know, just events, you know, and developments, they come to the support of their countries.
Can I ask you about a post that you put on X, where you, as I'm told from our research, referred to Israel as the Zionist plague? You called for its removal from the Holy Lands of Palestine by 2027. Aren't these the types of threats from you and other Iranian politicians that are fueling the conflict? Do you stand by those comments?
I say that let me initially mention that it was a misunderstanding that they were just making out of it by some lobbies inside, you know, here, and because it was not meant to do anything physically or militarily or something against the Israel.
But the wording, Zionist plague to be removed from the Holy Land.
Let me explain. You just mentioned.
Sure.
It was a prediction by a resistance leader of Palestine. It was a quote that he said, for example, by the way and by the process that this, for example, Israel is doing against Palestinians, they are taking away their rights, and so maybe they not just last after that year. That was not mine. You know, that was not my, you know, just prediction. It was a quote. And then come back again to Iran's position.
Did you post it?
At that time, you know, it appeared to my X account, or either by myself. It is irrespective of who posted.
But did you write that?
No. Just let me explain it. What did it mean? You know, Iran, you know, just position with regard to the occupied territories and this also present regime there is not to any removal through the military or killing people or the ones that they are there, residing there. Iran has been in a position to that the Palestinians should have the right for self-governance and to have their own nations, because you know they are belonging to that territory. Therefore, there should be a formula that a state of Palestine just be a state that Palestinian also does have, you know, share in that. Therefore, bringing a sort of mechanism that everybody in Palestine could have a vote, you know, one person, one vote, to just define and to just see the form of government, what would be either the Jews, either the, you know, Muslims or Christians, you know, that they are. That would be the democratic form that, you know, just bring about the shape of the government. That was our, you know, just justification for the having Palestine his own, you know, just country or own state. This is not sort of that Iran wants to remove of me as a diplomat or any politician to have, you know, militarily or using force or something.
Would you choose those words again now that you've reflected on how that comes across, or would you change your language?
It depends on the situation. We are now busy with so many other, you know, the environment around us, so we are using our taking our time in other form. But that one did not mean anything, you know, with regard to harming any people over there.
But the wording, Zionist plague to be removed from the Holy Land.
Of course, you know, there is no ground that, you know, based on that a reprisal should take place, you know, because anybody outside of Iran does have right to come back to Iran, and it is freely, you know, accepted. You know, we declared all people that maybe they had some differences, even the position, you know, they were something different than, you know, the current, you know, position of the government. They can come to Iran and without any just thinking of any just harm or threat of them. So therefore, I don't know anything about such, you know, just just occupation or anxiety among anybody. I am in touch with a few of the Iranian Australians that have gone inside Iran, and they are managing to come, and I'm also assisting them in this way.
So they're free to speak?
Of course, you know.
They're free to criticize the government?
Yes, of the criticism in Iran is a matter of daily life. I don't know if you can use the, you know, the Persian language. You know, I can just forward to you some debates that they are taking place in the Iranian TV. And the professor of the university just frankly and outrightly is criticizing the supreme leader of Iran by name, and was just criticizing, you know, the policies. Nobody even touch him. He goes to the ordinary life of. Therefore, it is very just a matter of, you know, just daily life over there. They can. It's not out of, you know, any just question, you know, that to talk about that.
Pause for a moment, just check.
First of all, there was a very, very just big and out of, you know, just question, out of any just debate, you know, that such a very crime, you know, anybody could do against our leader in Iran. Removed by, if it means the removed by the terrorist act of Israel, it would be out of calculation what would bring, you know, to the predator of that, you know, just, you know, such a just nasty action. So I do not even talk about it, and I just advise our, you know, adversaries not even think about it at that one.
What are you saying would happen?
Of course, you know, it would be a very disastrous, you know, just reaction. I cannot, you know, I do not want even to talk about it.
A military reaction?
No, I do not even consider it, you know, that they dare to do that, you know, first of all. And then, as you know, mentioned, after such, you know, these developments that you consider Iranian inside Iran just further, you know, just united, you know, their solidarity. And
what are you saying would happen?
Of course, you know, it would be a very disastrous, you know, just reaction.
A military reaction?
No, I do not even consider it, you know, that they dare to do that, you know, first of all. And then, as you know, mentioned, after such, you know, these developments that you consider Iranian inside Iran, just further, you know, just united, you know, their solidarity and with each other. There are lots of manifestation of it around, you know, in Iran, inside, you know, the streets. They get together, they help each other. For example, going to the vacation or somewhere, they are in the traffic jam. Somebody brings watermelon or cool water because the summertime is there. Therefore, it is not a matter of even thinking for ourselves, and it's out of question, I believe, such, you know. First of all, there was a very, very just big and out of, you know, just question, out of any just debate, you know, that such a very crime, you know, anybody could do against our leader in Iran. Remove by the terrorist act of Israel. It would be out of calculation what would bring, you know, to the predator of that, you know, just, you know, such a just nasty action. So I do not even talk about it, and I just advise our, you know, adversaries not even think about it, of that one.
What are you saying would happen?
Of course, you know, it would be a very disastrous, you know, just reaction. I cannot, you know, I do not want even to talk about it.
A military reaction?
No, I do not even consider it, you know, that they dare to do that, you know, first of all. And then, as you know, mentioned, after such, you know, these developments that you consider Iranian inside Iran, just further, you know, just united, you know, their solidarity and with each other. There are lots of manifestation of it around, you know, in Iran, inside, you know, the streets. They get together, they help each other. For example, going to the vacation or somewhere, they are in the traffic jam. Somebody brings watermelon or cool water because the summertime is there. Therefore, it is not a matter of even thinking for ourselves, and it's out of question, I believe, such, you know. First of all, there was a very, very just big and out of, you know, just question, out of any just debate, you know, that such a very crime, you know, anybody could do against our leader in Iran. Remove by the terrorist act of Israel. It would be out of calculation what would bring, you know, to the predator of that, you know, just, you know, such a just nasty action. So I do not even talk about it, and I just advise our, you know, adversaries not even think about it, of that one.
What are you saying would happen?
Of course, you know, it would be a very disastrous, you know, just reaction. I cannot, you know, I do not want even to talk about it.
A military reaction?
No, I do not even consider it, you know, that they dare to do that, you know, first of all. And then, as you know, mentioned, after such, you know, these developments that you consider Iranian inside Iran, just further, you know, just united, you know, their solidarity and with each other. There are lots of manifestation of it around, you know, in Iran, inside, you know, the streets. They get together, they help each other. For example, going to the vacation or somewhere, they are in the traffic jam. Somebody brings watermelon or cool water because the summertime is there. Therefore, it is not a matter of even thinking for ourselves, and it's out of question, I believe, such, you know.
Ambassador, we thank you very much for your time. You have been generous.
Thank you. You are very welcome. Thank you so much.